So every, I don't know, maybe 6 months, I release a free show in its entirety out on the internet. I think the last one I did was with Heather Thompson from The Real Housewives of New York. These shows tend to be lighter and less juicy than the shows that I do in the Patreon. But today's show, although light, is going to be full of tea. And I'm hoping it's going to inspire you to sign up for the Patreon, which is really the way that I'm able to afford to continue doing the many shows I do, most of which are on the Patreon, but some trickle out on YouTube. On my YouTube channel. And by the way, none of my content overlaps. So if you see something in the YouTube channel, it is completely different than what's on the Patreon and et cetera, et cetera. So I hope that you'll consider signing up for the Patreon at $6 a month and enjoy today's show and consider it a Valentine's Day present. I didn't want a Valentine this year, but now that I'm thinking about it, you guys be my Valentine. You're better than any man I could ever be with.
Come on, bitch, let's go. Come on, get ready, bitches.
Hi, you guys. Well, we're going to keep it light this week and do a show surrounding some of the spoilers that have come out about Real Housewives of Orange County. And also the patrons had requested me to do a deep dive on Alexis Bellino. She was on the list. And frankly, I didn't think that it warranted a whole confessional video deep dive. So I decided to integrate that into a bigger show on the podcast. And so I will be telling you about Alexis Bellino and her sort of background and all of that in today's episode. Hopefully this will get you excited for the upcoming season of Real Housewives of Orange County. That's Vicky whooping it up. So I gave it some thought and I said, you know what? I bet people would really enjoy knowing some of the spoilers to kind of get excited. I mean, you know, the spoilers are never so much that you're like, I'm not going to watch the season. Plus, remember, the producers on the fly are constantly adjusting the storyline because something happens or it doesn't happen. So you're never going to ruin the season from learning these few little tidbits, right? There's been a lot of drama happening on the show, and Alexis Bellino is a big part of that drama. She's been casting again for this season as a friend of, very similar to what Taylor Armstrong did last season in season 17. Kind of disappointing that they made such a big deal over a housewife being a crossover star, you know, from Beverly Hills to Ultimate Girls Trip to then OC, and then only used her for one season. Aww. Somebody deeply does not like Taylor Armstrong within the mechanism of Bravo and NBC and or production and Evolution, and I don't know who it is, but it's somebody, because every time she gets momentum, someone seems to kibosh it. That happened back when I was on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills with her. I was making appearances with Taylor in season one. I was a cast member in season two. Then I was what they call a guest star of season three. They have these, like, all these weird names. The contracts were very different back then than what they are now. They're much worse now than they were when I was on the show. Still terrible, but much worse. So I don't know, you know, who has it in for Taylor, but somebody definitely does, because she brings it and brings it and brings it. And she obviously has a drinking issue, which makes itself apparent on every show. So maybe that's what scares people away from her. But I don't get it. Like, maybe if she got a minute, she might get herself together. I mean, or someone could certainly tell Taylor, don't drink while you're doing the season. She would do it. She loves being on TV. So it's weird. There's just somebody who doesn't like her, and I don't know why. So maybe you guys can tell me. I will say that people played very nice with Taylor Armstrong on season 17. They didn't bring up any of her scandals, which was a little disappointing. And potentially, if someone had done that, she might have gotten another season out of it. Just saying. Anyway, I'm going to tell you a bunch of really fun gossip all in one place. Some of it you might have heard, some of it you won't. And that's it. We're going to just have fun with this today. And then you're going to learn about Alexis Bellino and you can start getting into the headspace of whether you love her or hate her. Because as you well know, it's going to be a storyline that John Jansen has been dating Alexis Bellino, which is very strange for numerous reasons, because John Jansen supposedly hated being on The Real Housewives of Orange County as Shannon Bador's love interest for 3 years. It was one of the main reasons he used as an excuse as to why it wasn't working between them. And apparently it's all bullshit. So we need to get into this. And I do know that one of the storylines on the show is very similar to Sutton Strack's storyline on Real Housewives of Beverly Hills season 13. And that is Shannon trying to date new eligible men in Orange County. The funny thing is production's actually trying to set Shannon up. And that's weird. That's all I'm going to say. Now, Sutton Strack, ironically to that statement I just made, is going to be on Real Housewives of Orange County this season as a guest star. Remember that term? And she, with Jeff Lewis, are going to, you know, show their faces. Jeff is going to be Shannon's friend on the show, probably when she talks about her DUI, because he went on his show extensively and was kind of a mouthpiece for her at that time when all that broke. And Sutton has been filming with one of the two Real Housewives of Orange County newbies that's coming on the show. I covered that on my February 12th, 2024 bonus audio. The two new cast members that are currently casting. One of them is from Atlanta, Georgia. And so she knows Sutton Strack, I guess, maybe socially, and she's going to make an appearance with her on the show. So maybe the producers should have also had Shannon at that lunch that she was seen at. Sutton could be advising Shannon on who to date. I'm pretty sure that Sanjeet would like Shannon Bador. Just saying. I actually met Sanjeet a few times when I was back in the Beverly Hills days because my friend Amanda, who was a socialite in Beverly Hills, she was an heiress. And she was also such a cool chick. But Amanda knew Sanjeet and would have him over at some of her gatherings at her house. So I talked to him quite a few times. My take on him was he was very smart. He's a little arrogant. And, you know, but this was, of course, a long time ago. So he's changed probably by now. But I don't know. He's always been single, I feel like. He's always been pursuing girls. So I don't know. Maybe hasn't landed one ever. I think he's a lawyer, but I'm doing that from memory. I wonder if he remembers me. Oh, that's another story. All right. Well, let's continue. Sutton really should also help Jennifer Padrani. I mean, she desperately needs support right now. She just got slapped with a lawsuit. You guys probably heard about it, and I'm sure it's going to be a subject on The Real Housewives of Orange County. But Plaza El Paseo Center is suing her and her estranged husband, William, and two partners, David and Lisa Ryman, for $130,000+. She had moved in November of 2019, and she put a deposit down of $18,300. And then I guess she asked for support from them a few times, probably due to COVID, to be fair, and her business probably really struggled. Yoga studios didn't thrive during COVID. And they seemed to throw her some sort of bone. They charged her $4,651 for the first 6 months of her rent, and then it moved on to $9,000 a month for 7 to 12 months and kept going up. And sadly, starting on November 1st, 2023, she stopped paying the rent totally, and they're now going to sue her for past due rent as well as legal fees and getting her ass out of there and taking possession. However, when you go to Devi Rebel Yoga, which is the name of her company's website, they seem to be functioning as usual. The landlord said that they haven't paid the $9,875 per month, like I said, in a few months, and they're demanding $133,000 from her and her associates. Now, it would appear that she's having some financial problems because her husband is not paying the monthly spousal and child support, maybe in full or in part, and so this is trickling into other issues of her life, and she's trying to settle with the landlord in some way, and and salvage the situation. The landlord company obviously is not messing around and they're out for blood now. They want her out, probably is why they went this far, and especially knowing that it was going to be in the tabloids and it would damage the yoga studio's reputation. But her husband, I guess, must have been falling short on her spousal and child support because she rushed into court to try to get it last month. And that shows me that something's up. Jennifer wants sole custody of her four children with her ex-husband, Williams, I think mainly because she wants to remain in California, and possibly he does not want her to remain there. Right now, they're sharing custody of the kids, but, you know, a spouse can exert control over the children, whether they film, where they're located, all of those things. You know, they have to agree to let you live in a different state, and they have to agree to let your kids film. So she might be dealing with some drama around that. I'd say definitely something to consider. Now, she looks as booming as ever. She's got even more ripped. I don't know how possible that is. So she's obviously taking her stress out on her body in her workouts because her stomach is so ripped. It's just a giant muscle. And my son was like, is she on steroids? I'm like, I don't think so. But it's just obviously reflected in her amazing body. So you got to take the good with the bad. Season 18 is going to be coming out this year, but we don't know when. And Alex Baskin has been desperate to try to get the OC back in play again. He went on a show with Lala Kent and he talked extensively about the struggles the show has had over the years. He felt like last season, the show had a renaissance in season 17. I'd say thanks to Taylor Armstrong and Tamra Judge being reinserted into the cast. Because let's face it, they don't care at all how they're depicted. They just want to make good TV, which is the attitude you need to have when you're on these shows. Some people call it being authentic. To me, it's more about not giving a shit and just being like, I'm going to go into every scene trying to create dramatic moments and, you know, make up with people over things I would never normally make up with them about, you know? So that's kind of like the MO.
Being about the fray is bullshit to me because, listen, I got a news flash for Heather DeBrell. My friends are wealthy. They can trump every single house he's ever lived in.
It gets very stressful, as you saw Taylor Armstrong really drinking towards the reunion. I think that was because she felt a lot of pressure to do something by the producers on that night and probably couldn't manage it being sober. So maybe she felt pressure to come for Heather Dubrow and she secretly likes Heather or didn't want to get excommunicated from Heather Dubrow's social circles because she really lives in Orange County and she has to interact with Heather. So it was like a tough one for her to do or stomach. So she's like, I know I'll get tanked and then I'll go in and I'll act like a hot mess. And whatever I say or do to anybody won't matter because I'll be hammered in it. But of course, given the rumors that Taylor Armstrong was always being seen at watering holes around Orange County by the cast members before she joined, and they were worried about her drinking, I guess it wasn't a good look for the end of the show to have that finale with her going around being drunk. I thought it was funny, actually. I felt a little bad for her given the rumors, like maybe she's being exploited, but I did think it was entertaining TV. I love when people get smashed on Housewives from an entertainment perspective, although definitely not good for the cast member. Just saying. What else do you expect me to say after season 3 of The Real Housewives of Beverly Hills train wreck scene with me? But I guess production now are going to bring in these two new girls. One woman is pretty out there at this point. Her name is Heather Tuck. She's a real estate agent in Orange County. And I did a deep dive on her and the other new cast member that's less known and their whole story. I already know a lot that is going to come from just their background. So the first girl's name is Heather Tuck, and she has appeared to be sued by her neighbors. They got in a huge fight with our neighbors a while ago. So anyway, that was in the bonus audio. But we do see Heather Tuck filming with Tamra Judge and then Gina Kirshenheimer's shooting with the other girl. So I think they're going to bring those two newbies in. So I guess we'll see what they can do. Heather hasn't been on reality TV before, but the other housewife has that's casting. And the new way that they do the shows, you have to cast and cast and cast, and you don't get solidified your housewife spot until the very end of the shoot. So they keep you like with a carrot, performing, 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 and feeling uncomfortable and at risk the whole time. And then at the end, they're like, congratulations, you're a housewife. We got enough crazy stuff. And you graduate to this casting tier. And I think you get a bonus with that or some sort of payment that is additional to what they're paying you on your auditioning period. Right? Which for some people I've heard is nothing. And for some people I've heard it's based on the edit. You know, if you make it in the edit or not on that show, you'll get paid. If you don't make it to the housewife tier. So it's like, wow, a lot of strange financial incentives attached to that. It's looking good for these two candidates though, because they've been shooting a lot. So back to Alex Baskin. He feels like he finally has a magic cast going into season 18 that's going to be really great. Now, Vicky Gunvalson is not coming back. She made a few appearances on season 17. From what I understand, she is not doing anything with the show this season. She has been touring, of course, with Shannon Bedore doing the Three Amigos. And there's been a lot of people angry with both Shannon Bedore and Vicky Gunvalson about that show off camera. And that is centered around, for example, Kelly Dodd was pissed that she wasn't invited to do the Three Amigos show with them as like a guest person. I don't think she wanted to necessarily be a Three Amigo on the Three Amigos show, but she definitely was interested in being a guest on their show that would get paid, obviously, for that performance. And I guess Shannon never reached out to Kelly. And that continues because Kelly Dodd told a shocking story about how she had a friend who was going out with a guy who went to the Monarch golf course. And he's a member there and he's wealthy and he's good looking for his age. And while he was there, he sees Shannon Bedore acting really erratic in the golf shop, looking to get a visor hat and frantically like, where can I find the hat? And kind of freaking out and trying to buy stuff really frantically. I'm guessing, but I don't know, that maybe Alexis Bellino was at the same golf course with John Jansen. And maybe Shannon Bedore wanted to hide or something, which is why she was acting so frantic, or as Kelly described it, erratic or spastic, I think was Kelly's word. Can you imagine if it was really just sun damage she was scared about, that she was freaking out? Here's a little tea about the new housewife that ties to this story. She has a husband who is like, I guess, a pro golfer or kind of borderline pro golfer, and he is a contributor to the Golf Channel. So that would explain why they're at the golf course and focusing on a golfing event with the new housewife, right? She also appeared in Say Yes to the Dress for their marriage ceremony. And the new housewife's husband was so obsessed with golf that he played two rounds of golf, I think, before getting married at the chapel on the golf course to her. Wah, wah. They got engaged in Orlando, Florida, because they spent a lot of time besides Atlanta, Georgia, in Orlando, too. So that'll come into play at some point. They have one child together, her and her husband. But she was married before and divorced and had three children from a previous marriage. So you're going to learn all about her soon. But I think she's the tie to the golf course where this gossip story I'm about to tell you happened. So this rich guy who's dating Kelly's friend for like 2 years buys Shannon Bedore a golf hat visor because she's so frantic about something that she needs this hat. And she seems satisfied and happy about it. And then I guess he signs a release because the film cameras are there. Kelly didn't say this part, but I have to assume that this is how production gets his phone number, because he then gets a call from Sally, I think, in production, who, by the way, I worked with, and so did Kelly. And Sally, she's this little tiny girl, but very powerful within the evolution landscape. She's been working on that show since the beginning. Anyway, Sally reaches out to him and says, would you want to shoot a date with Shannon Bedore for the show? And he's like, no, I wouldn't, because I'm in a relationship. And he's like, it's nothing personal to Shannon and all this stuff, but I don't want to, you know, do that because I'm seeing somebody. And he was very nice about it. Well, secretly on the sly, he tells Kelly Dodd that the reason that he doesn't want to go on a date with Shannon is she's not as hot as his current girlfriend. Wow. Well, and then the thing was, is that Kelly's friend was upset that production was trying to egg her boyfriend on in dating Shannon for the show. So she was like, Kelly, why don't we have him go on a date with Shannon and you and I will show up? And Kelly's like, I don't want to do that, because she knows that production will just cut that out. You know, although it would be epic. Plus, I don't think Kelly wants to help production or Bravo anymore because they haven't helped her. And Kelly thinks someone hates her at Bravo, similar to me, by the way, and doesn't know why. So I've never collabed with Kelly in the past, but I found that interesting. Kelly is, of course, a controversial figure because of her views, and some people find her offensive and some people love and embrace her opinions. And she's well in the mix. She's friends with Heather McDonald and Jeff Lewis and that whole group, although, you know, Heather and Jeff aren't talking. You know, they're pissed at each other for indefinitely. But Kelly is in that whole circle. So it is strange that production didn't tap her, at least for this moment. I would have thought they would call her. Now, production shouldn't be reaching out to him. They should be reaching out to Shannon Bedore's ex-boyfriend, who I do think is available. Shannon Bedore's ex-boyfriend, Scott Madison, who I guess is in charge of Madison Capital, he is building one of the largest skyscrapers in the city of Oklahoma City. And he wanted to even increase it taller, which is how I found out that he was doing this project. It's at the boardwalk at Bricktown. And so a lot of people are like, there's no way he's going to get approval for this. This is an imaginary project. And why there? But he seems to think it is happening and he's going for it. So anyway, thought that was interesting. And I basically tweeted that they should go ahead and reach out to him for a date with Shannon Bedore, because he's doing great. She dated him for a few months back, right when her marriage was over. I think it was in 2018. It's pretty dire when production's setting you up on dates. I mean, you know what I'm saying? Oh, God. Sally, who should I date, darling? Who would you set me up with, I wonder? Now, bringing it back to the Three Amigos again, we have also another person pissed off with Vicki Gunvalson, and that is Tamra Judge. She was angry because Vicki Gunvalson has been allegedly saying behind her back to people that Tamra thinks that now that she's back on the show, that she's better than Vicki, that she's more important and relevant than Vicki, and that she doesn't need Vicki or Shannon Bedore anymore because she's the queen of OC or whatever. This is how Vicki sees it and what she supposedly said behind her back. And that she's gotten a little bit big for her bridges and also isn't necessarily a good friend. That's how Vicki sees it. And isn't loyal and doesn't communicate and all this. So meanwhile, Tamra thinks Vicki is a liar and got really angry at Vicki because part of the story is that Vicki criticized Tamra Judge's quote unquote assistant, who's really her social media person, and said that he was a shit starter and that she believed that Tamra was getting fed really awful information about things that Vicki said that were put out on social media, and maybe they were taken out of context or they weren't as bad as what the assistant was making it sound, but that he was trying to piss Tamra off at Vicki.
But you still loading them and heating them up with all your single shit you've been dropping. You feel me? Loading them up on. It only takes structure. And you know, just paying attention to the climate of the game. Yeah. Know what I mean?
So do your homies got a role in your little, you mean?
Yeah, we all artists over here, man.
Y'all
trying,
already?
Oh, yeah, I'm trying to get them on there. Look. We all artists, man. You feel me? We gonna have this like.
Bro, me and my man Kai, we be like, I don't know, we play with this shit right now. I gotta lie, we play with this shit right now for real. I gotta lie.
Don't play with it. Take that shit serious.
And so he was like egging the situation on. And so she blamed the assistant. And Tamara came on her social media and said, no, that's not true. He didn't do anything wrong. He's wonderful. Anyway, whatever the reason was, Tamara Judge backs out of the Three Amigos show and refuses to go on this tour with Shannon Bedore and Vicky Gumbelson, which they standed to make a lot of money for under this Trey Amigo branding, which is now only duo. How do you say that in Spanish? Uno duo. Unos dos. I'm doing French and Spanish. Unos dos. Dos Amigos show. And certainly not as good as the Trey Amigos from a marketing perspective. And so that was like a whole drama that happened between them. But also Vicky was pissed at Tamara because Tamara did a live show with Teddy. And in that live show with Teddy, she did not ever ask Vicky to join as a special guest on the show. And instead had Emily Simpson join them. And Vicky's like, why the hell would you have Emily Simpson on your live show with Teddy Mellencamp and not me? But then that brings up the fight between Vicky Gumbelson and Teddy Mellencamp because they can't stand each other. Vicky can't stand Teddy. She thinks she's boring on television and kind of hellish and awful and doesn't want to be around Teddy. She thinks she's a shit starter too, just like the assistant that Tamara has. And she doesn't appreciate that Tamara has put Teddy on a higher pedestal than Vicky. But to be fair, Tamara is getting paid by Teddy Mellencamp to do the Two T's podcast. And supposedly, Teddy is making something like $15,000 a month on that podcast. And so Tamara, although making less than Teddy, supposedly, is still making a lot of money on that show to compensate her income, which she welcomes and would never want to piss Teddy off. And so there's just all this competition and drama happening amongst the women. Now, Shannon has stayed quiet in all of this fighting, hasn't really made a move. By the way, my understanding is that Kelly Dodd, going back to the previous circumstance, reached out to Shannon Bedore and was like, listen, what's going on with this whole thing with production? And Shannon looked at the message and then never returned her call. So what does that tell you? Or that's how Kelly tells it, something like that. There was also a scene leaked where Tamara Judge was at a bar and she was dancing on the bar and then she slipped and she fell down and then she dusted herself off and she's with Jennifer Padrani in the scene. So obviously they're going to reenact Coyote Ugly and Tamara Judge is going to be sort of the nut on the bar. Yeah. Okay. Now, when I met Tamara Judge, she was always very nice. I met her with Kyle Richards at her house, I think twice. And the two times I met her, she was really lovely. But the thing is that she has a reputation of talking shit behind people's backs. So surprisingly, I'm going to have to side with Vicky Gumbelson on this one because I've heard this now from so many people. And actually, she did this to me. Like, I never even mentioned Tamara's name. And when she first got on Two T's in the Pod, Teddy and I had gotten into a social media feud about something. And Tamara chimed in and like dragged me to Teddy, which was really strange because I had never had any negative interaction with her. Vicky went on Brandi Glanville's show to try to protect the Morocco series that she did with Brandi, Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. She basically said, I support you 100%, Brandi. We're not allowed to talk about it. Bravo said, we can't really speak about it, but I'm believing you. And Brandi said she felt that she was held hostage in Morocco when it first happened. She was at some seedy hotel yanked out in the middle of the night and she didn't know what was happening and she didn't have her passport or anything like that. Sounds like a lawsuit waiting to happen. And then suddenly she was moved to the Mandarin Orient and was in the lap of luxury for the remaining part of the trip. And then she flew home early, you know, because of the Caroline Manzo sexual harassment situation. But Vicky was like, no, I've got your back. I believe you. I think they should air the episode. It's ridiculous. And she was saying that their core group, which is the four women that stood up for Brandy in this action to do with Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip, those four girls are like the queens of Real Housewives Ultimate Girls Trip. I think she called them the core four because they had been on two shows and they were very popular shows out of the series. And so Vicky was saying, well, look, we're the four core and da 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 da. But Brandy is now not able to do any more reality TV with this hanging over her. And she's been fired from several jobs about it. So I'd say Brandy's definitely going to sue at some point if there isn't a reach around back from NBC to say, listen, we're going to get you working again, but we can't right now. And, but you know, they could dangle that carrot for years with her and then never deliver because that's something they do. But once Brandy sues them, that's it. Game over. She's definitely not going to be able to work in reality TV anymore. So she's got to win that lawsuit. But I do see the groundwork being set for her for the last 12 months that she can take a lawsuit. You know, think about it. She's like, I was held hostage. I didn't have my passport. I didn't feel free. I didn't know what was going on. I developed a physical issue from the stress of it all. I was denied revenue. I lost income from shows I wasn't able to participate in, blah, blah, blah. And most important, I was told to do it by the producers. Bing, bing, bing. All right, so let's do an Alexis Bellino deep dive for fun to get ready for season 18, because I have a feeling some of the audience is going to hate her and some of the audience is going to love her. So let's have some fun with this. We can figure out our teams in advance. She was born in 1977 and she attended the University of Missouri. She's been married two times. Okay. And John Jansen, of course, is just her new boyfriend, just to be clear for some people who don't follow the OC franchise. Now, Alexis had a really horrific divorce. And when she first got on television back in season 5 of The Real Housewives of Orange County, because she was on season 5, 6, 7, and 8, and then she got fired. The same season Gretchen got fired. So she's married to this guy named Jeff Berry, and she's going on season 5. So he wants to call out all these horrible things that she did to him, okay, to like get back at her, because now she's going to be famous. And so what he does is he tells a story about how they met in Missouri, okay, at college. And they date and date and date. And then I guess sometime in 2021, they get married. They're married for 15 months. And then they separate in 2003 and get divorced in 2004. Now, he alleges infidelity with her and says she's a mean drunk and can get boozy. And she says that he hacks into her computers to try to get information and stole $10,000 from her and bought shares in his only name so she couldn't get to the money. Then I find out this. I guess in 2002, they moved to San Diego from Missouri. And she goes through a change when she moves to this area because she's hanging out with rich people. Listen to what he says. We were young and didn't have a lot of money, says Jeff. Then Alexis started hanging out with trust fund babies. Having the right pair of expensive jeans became important to her. He goes on that he discovered his wife was having an affair with a wealthy father of three she met at the gym. He said that he gave Alexis endless opportunities to fess up about this cheating, but she kept denying everything. Then she said that she needed her space, moved into her own place, and asked me to go to therapy with her, but she only went twice. She made no effort at all to save the relationship. Jeff had to get really clever to find out that she was actually cheating. So what he did is he pretended to be a friend of Alexis and emailed her under false pretenses, like so she thinks she's talking to a friend. But in actuality, she's talking to Jeff, and he got his suspicions confirmed that she was indeed sleeping with a married wealthy man. So this really upset Jeff because he asked her so many times, did you cheat on me? And she never admitted it, that he got so angry, he sent a mass email to all their friends. Yes, this has got Garcelle Bouvet from Real Housewives of Beverly Hills vibes and her agent husband. He sent a mass email out and said she's a gold-digging home wrecker and a $2 whore. And Jeff went on in the divorce filing. He said, Alexis is extremely mean. She's an irrational drunk. And once went as far as to take off her top in front of the best man at their wedding to make him mad because she was upset that he smoked a cigarette. Well, that's what I do too. When I get mad, I take my top off and let my tits do the talking. The divorce was finalized in June of 2004, and he has had no contact with Alexa for at least 4 years after this was happening, and probably, I'd say, based on this, still to this day. Jeff didn't leave the dragging there. He went on to say, I understand why she's on The Real Housewives of Orange County. You gotta love this guy's passive-aggressive drags. He says, she's perfect for Real Housewives of Orange County. She has bigger boobs, I guess, than before, a nose job, and blonder hair now. Oh, she acclimated herself to the group, I guess. Like most people in Orange County. Well, anyway, there you go. This is, I guess, Alexis Bellino's journey on becoming a plastic. I mean, a housewife.
Who are the plastics?
13 Royalty. If North Shore was Us Weekly, they would always be on the cover.
That one there, that's Karen Smith. She is one of the dumbest girls you will ever meet.
Now, before we go on to the next husband, which didn't work out great either, I'm going to tell you about her most regretted moment on Real Housewives of Orange County, which actually is relevant to today's show because it was with Tamra Judge, and it was episode 8, and she describes it like this. We were doing that dinner in Tamra's gym, which is no more, and producers had begged me to go. I said, I'm not going, because she's going, meaning Tamra Judge. She's going to throw me out or light me up, and I'm not in a position where I want to be in fight right now. But the producers were like, wait, 1 second, Alexis. What if we could guarantee that Tamra Judge cannot throw you out of her gym if you guys get into a fight? And on this basis, Alexis agreed to go and got in a heated fight with Tamra Judge, where she really thought a fist fight was going to happen between the two. Now, she popped a Xanax to deal with her anxiety, or was a quarter of a Xanax, to be fair. And she said she really regretted that because they showed it on TV and she didn't like that they showed that. Alexis, who at this time was designing dresses, I don't know if she still is, we'll get into that in a minute. She said, if she hit me, the bitch was going down. I was not going to sit back and just take it. I'm like, if she strikes first, she's getting an assault charge, not me. Wow, she really thought that through. So then she meets Jim Bellino, who's this really wealthy OC guy. He owns a place called Sky Zone Trampoline, which is for kids to go jump around for birthday parties and stuff. And I guess he has a few of those franchises. And then he also has real estate, and he owns, I think, a restaurant called Jimmy B's in Palm Springs, and also Auto Vault in San Juan Capistrino. So he's got a lot going on at different times in his career, and he definitely has dough. In fact, back in August of 2023, he put his oceanfront property on the market for $10 million. Now, those two got married and were together for 14 years. They had 3 children together. Alexis said the show had nothing to do with their divorce in 2018, but she said that the whole time they were married, they were in therapy. Now, his house that he put up for sale was like the ultimate bachelor pad. I'm not going to lie. It's on the beach, Florida ceiling windows, a gym, numerous bedrooms. I mean, sick ass house. Obviously, definitely a man pad. I mean, even though he's got 3 children, right? You know, I'm sure he's a great dad, but like, wow, his pad, like you would walk in and be like, take your clothes off right away kind of thing. Now, Alexis does not have any beef, really, that I could find with Shannon Bedore. In fact, Alexis claims to not have ever really met Shannon Bedore, except, you know, maybe be in the same place at the same time. But, like, they aren't friends. They don't know each other, which is why she didn't feel bad dating Shannon's ex-boyfriend, who she was with for 3 years and thought she was going to marry and felt blindsided by his sudden breakup with her. And it was really rubbing salt in the wound, because Alexis Bellino's husband, Jim Bellino, sued both Shannon Bedore and Tamra Judge back in 2018 for a conversation they had on a podcast that he felt was defamatory to him. And he sued both Tamra and Shannon. And Alexis, although not with him at the time, knew about it. So Shannon felt like that was enough for John Jansen to maybe date somebody else. Because let's face it, John's got money. He could date anyone in Orange County. Why Alexis Bellino? It really seemed awful to her. Alexis seemed strategic in her choice of John Jansen because it's almost as if she honed in on him to get on Real Housewives of Orange County. A lot of people felt that she never wanted to leave the show and that this was the perfect way to insert herself into the show because there was no way that Tamra Judge and Shannon Bedore was not going to react hugely to the fact that Alexis Bellino chose to date John and vice versa. Like, that's drama with a capital D. So the producers are never going to not have her on with something like that happening. And it's going to activate Tamra and Shannon for sure for multiple reasons because A, like I said, her ex sued both of the cast members at a point in time. And B, John Jansen is Shannon's ex. It's like a lot of bad blood between these women for different reasons, even if not directly. Anyway, Bellino's case was that Tamra and Shannon went on a podcast and dragged his business really hard on that show. So he sues for a lot of money for this because he says it damages his business and his reputation. Well, Shannon Bedore counters that lawsuit against him because she basically was like, I didn't say anything. I think Tamra was the one who mainly said things. And so she's like, why are you roping me into this lawsuit? So she sues him for defamation and she wins her case. She gets Bellino's case dismissed and she's awarded $137,340.25 out of a total of $220,000 that she sought to get for her legal fees. And she says, I'm grateful and relieved because this has taken an emotional and financial toll on my family. Now, Tamra Judge, who was the one who really put down his trampoline business on the show mostly, actually was still on the hook for the lawsuit. So the judge said, you do have a claim of defamation against Tamra. But then Tamra and his attorneys sat down together and settled the $1 million lawsuit that he had left after it was all said and done against her. And they came to some sort of agreement. Now, Shannon, as of 2020, never received any of the money she was supposed to get from Jim. And Shannon went into court and tried to subpoena Alexis Bellino about Jim's financial situation. Because she believed Alexis knew that his assets weren't what he was presenting or there was some drama around this. I don't know. But let me read this to you so I don't get in trouble. Remember, this is back in 2020. Shannon claims that Jim has not paid anything on the judgment. Jim has been ordered to appear in court in March 2020. And if he doesn't show, he will be found in contempt of court. Shannon wants attorneys to depose Alexis because according to documents obtained by The Blast, she, Alexis, has a unique knowledge of judgment debtor Bellino's financial condition and or assets. In addition for deposing Jesus Juggs, Shannon has also filed a lien over Jim's $4 million mansion in Orange County. Basically, that lien will enable Shannon in to get the $138,000 approximately she's owed if the house gets sold. I hope she gets paid because Jim is a forever embarrassment to men who have appeared on the franchise. Bottom line, Shannon has great lawyers. I wouldn't want to ever mess with her in a legal battle. Now, she makes a surprise appearance on The Real Housewives of Orange County in 2019, and she talks about her marriage. She says it was really a broken marriage for a lot of years, and she just needed to move on. Now, she had three kids with him, James and two daughters, Melania and McKenna. And Jim does right by Alexis. He really does take care of her. He pays her in their spousal support agreement, $6,000 per month in child support, $2,000 for each child. But here's the whopper. She gets $10,000 a month in spousal support. Okay, now once the kids turn 18, which would be probably next year or the year after latest, she doesn't get the $6,000 per month in child support anymore. I don't know how long she gets the $10,000 a month in spousal support, but if she gets married, that ends. Now, she also got the mansion that they shared in San Juan Capistrano, and he took two other California properties that were in their marital pool and a bonus for $250,000 when she signed the judgment on the divorce and their agreement for spousal support. So Jim has to have been one of the main ways that she was able to survive all these years at the level of wealth that she had. And there's no way in hell she's getting married again if there's no ending to this $10,000 a month, okay? Just saying, she may subsidize her lifestyle by dating really wealthy men, not saying she's a gold digger like her first husband said. But just, you know, in general, that's sort of the way women operate in Los Angeles and Orange County. She's gonna, you know, subsidize her lifestyle with her boyfriends. Now, she leaves Jim and they co-parent great. And she keeps everything perfect with him, as she should, given the amount of money he's paying. And now you know why Shannon Bedore wanted to depose Alexis. We move on and she meets a man and actually makes another appearance on Below Deck with this new man who she can't stop kissing publicly. And his name is Andy Bohn. I hope I'm saying that correctly. B-O-H-N. Those two have a 3-year long engagement. Okay. 3 years long. You were probably wondering why. It's not easy to give up $10,000 a month. Okay, I don't care who you are. Anyway, this was her man that she met right after the breakup with Jim Bellino. And she dates him, like I said, and is engaged to him almost the whole time. And then they are together from, let's say, 2019 all the way to 2023 when they break up. And this happens after her mom, Penelope, passes away. And then she announces their split official September 7, 2023, at least in the press. And she does see him a little bit here and there. We see on her social media, but they're not together anymore, at least in the way that they used to be. Now, Shannon and John Jansen parted ways at the end of 2022, but then still were seeing each other in 2023, all the way to her DUI that she had, you know, basically after a fight with John Jansen in September of 2023. Okay, so that is when she kind of completely stops the friends with benefits relationship with John Jansen. So between, let's say, September and October of 23, that's when that happens. Now, John Jansen starts seeing Alexis, which is why he goes cold on Shannon Bedore, because Shannon's at Vicky Gunvalson's house at this time when he starts to ghost Shannon. So Shannon's living with Vicky, and John is like not calling as much and not reaching out. And Shannon notices it and she's upset by it. She tells Vicky. And then guess what? Boom. Alexis Bellino starts to appear with John in, you know, accidentally people's pictures. They catch him here, whatever, whatever. They haven't gone public. She denies it. She says it's not true, but it is true. And so they're starting to see each other, I would guess, somewhere around October they meet, and then they start getting hot and heavy in November, and by December they announce that they're an official couple. So they say they met in November from some mutual friends. I think they met a little earlier than that, probably towards the latter part of October. And then they go official in 2023, December. But let me just tell you where they meet. They meet at The Quiet Woman, which is Shannon Bedore's favorite restaurant. And she used to always go with John Jansen there. So imagine that you are madly in love with a man. And he strings you along. And in one of the most difficult times in your life, when you get a DUI, because Shannon definitely struggles with alcohol, okay? For sure, right? She drank and drove three times over the limit. She's gotten really drunk on a lot of the Real Housewives of Orange County shows. Other cast members have commented about her drinking, that it gets like a little reckless, a little out of control. Like, this is a theme. The kids have commented about her drinking. And by the way, I think, me personally, just my opinion, that a lot of her drinking comes out of her marriage with David Bedore, because I, unfortunately, read David Bedore and his wife's Leslie Bedore filing against each other, where they show exhibits of bruises they gave each other and tell about the horrific behavior of each other, which was both mentally and physically abusive. And David's strange behavior is all outlined in this document with him and his wife, who, by the way, they reconciled after the fact and show this blissful picture on Instagram ever since. But if you read this document, it reads like a horror movie. I'm not kidding. Both on both sides, okay? But David Bedore, if he treated Shannon in any way like he treated his later wife, as she depicted it in the legal documents, I'm horrified. And no wonder Shannon came out of that relationship broken, with a drinking issue probably and other problems. Okay, but to have John Jansen not commit to her, play ring around the rosy with her, then meet another woman who sued her, whose husband owes her money, at the restaurant that she loved to go to with him and her favorite place, and then add to that that it helps Alexis get on the show that Shannon Bedore has been on since 2014, season 9, the season, by the way, after Alexis Bellino is gone. It's just too much. Like, it's so awful. It's the most awful thing I could ever imagine. Now, from a TV show entertainment perspective, I'm sure it's going to be a whopper and it's going to be awesome. But from a personal, these are real people perspective, this is disgusting and horrific. And I feel so bad for Shannon. And I'm really pissed at John Jansen for doing this. It's really gross. It's like there's a million women that look like Alexis Bellino in OC and he had to choose her. And I think it's pretty obvious why she chose him. To me anyway, speculating, but I'd say it's pretty obvious. I even remember an ex-friend of mine who interviewed her a few times and him saying that Alexis Bellino was coming back to the show, that she was actively trying to talk to production about coming back, that that was some behind the scenes intel that he got in those interviews. So I just wonder, you know, is this all a plot for her to parlay herself back on the Real Housewives of Orange County, and John Jansen is just a means to the end? I'm just saying. Now, she's doing with him like she's done with all the other men that we covered in today's show, which is huge amounts of public displays of affection. And by the way, I noticed that in all of her breakup messages, they always have the same words in them. So I guess they're probably related to her publicist or something that writes them. But I'd have to say this is pretty insane stuff. And there's just a lot of hate behind the scenes between all the previous cast members and the current cast members. Now, if you're wondering who the bitches are that bring Alexis Bellino into the show, which don't blame them too much. I'm sure production, you know, told them to do it. But is Heather Dubrow and Emily Simpson? Yup. Now, she did say this to the press. Alexis is feeling energized and excited to be back in the mix. She has authentic relationships with many of the girls, so it feels completely natural to be spending time with friends. So in other words, I guess Emily and Heather may have an off-camera relationship with Alexis. Surprising. Now, Alexis has sent a few passive-aggressive jabs Shannon's way, which we don't know why, but, you know, some of them allude to the fact that she gets along great with John Jansen's children, who, by the way, Shannon supposedly doesn't get along with, and, you know, last year had this huge fight with one of the daughters at a restaurant, and people saw, and she was inebriated, and it was before the DUI. So it was like all this drama around that, and that she just does not like John's family. And John's family has their own issues, which have been covered in the press. You may recall that John Jansen has three children, two daughters and one son. And Joe, John Jansen's son, got arrested last year. And I just want to say, because he's a kid, it wasn't a big deal. It was a vandalism charge. And I think it had to do with the fact that he loves tricked out cars and racing, which, by the way, is a huge thing in Orange County. I used to have a Lamborghini back in the day when I had money and wasn't poor like I am now because of my ex. And needless to say, it was really fun to do rallies all over, and a lot of the participants in the rallies were from Orange County. So it's a thing to have a fancy car, tricked out regular car, and race. So potentially the kid did something, you know, the street sign or something like that with the cars, and the race maybe got in a small accident and he left and he damaged city property, something like that, okay? It wasn't any other thing. So you may be asking yourself at this point in the show, why is John Jansen doing this to Shannon Bedore? Well, I got the answer. The answer came from Vicky. And what Vicky said was that John Jansen, she thinks, is trying to give retribution to Shannon Bedore for the negative light that he was depicted on the show about her. And that by going on the show with Alexis, he could show that he's this like great boyfriend and guy and really loyal. And it was just the wrong woman and relationship and has nothing to do with him. I have no idea why John Jansen does this, because isn't he like an insurance guy? I'm so confused. I went to his LinkedIn page. It says, "What I do." Yes, thank you, John. What do you do? I help Southern California-based companies that pay a high percentage of their employee benefits program lower costs while maintaining quality with a high torch, high tech approach. We provide a full spectrum of employee benefit services from group health, welfare, and financial to workers' compensation, commercial risk management, property and casualty, and losses. He says, on a personal note, I've spent time working to save African elephants from poaching through support of the Rangers, drone surveillance, education, and fighting the underlying cause, which is poverty, with Elephant Corporation. I'm an avid USC football fan and enjoy boating and ocean exploring and frequent trips to Santa Catalina Island, kayaking, diving, and fishing. Oh my goodness. He's a USC grad. I am so upset. That's my school. I'm an alumni from USC. It's heartbreaking. John, why are you letting us down, brother? Why? Well, I get the feeling that John and Shannon's relationship was pretty toxic, unfortunately. I really hope Shannon takes a time out from men. What she needs to do really is take a break, do some soul searching, and try to fix some of the damage that men in her life have caused her, because I think she looks for guys that maybe not the nicest people, you know, just by accident. It happens when you're addicted to the cycle of abuse. But that's for a different show, right? Go back and listen to the episode I did last week with Vanessa Reiser, where we talk about reality TV stars and other people in the mainstream media and how there are some people that are truly narcissists, which is not narcissistic attributes, but instead true narcissist, which is like a mental health issue, okay? That is very different than just having attributes of it. So go listen to that and be shocked. And check out your boyfriend and make sure he's not a narcissist, because if he is, you're in trouble. He's coming. to destroy your life to a theater near you. All right, you guys. Well, on that note, I feel like we've done it. I feel like we've killed the spoilers for Real Housewives of Orange County. I've gotten you really ready for the upcoming season whenever it drops in 2024. And I hope you've enjoyed this light show today, where we got to look at everything from one cohesive story and really get our teeth into it. Let me know, you guys, whether you're listening to this on all listening platforms or on YouTube or in the Patreon. Let me know what you think about all this, because I really do want to know, and you guys are experts too. And for goodness sake, please send me your tea if you're in Orange County, because I want to know what everybody's doing when you see them, especially my friends from the franchise that are no longer on the show. You have no excuse not to tell me what you're hearing, okay? I don't want to hear it. All right, you guys, we'll talk next week.